Hey everybody, and welcome to the Low Carb Universe show number 66. And this is your weekly health boost with me, Bitte, and
Hannah. What's up?
So,
interesting how you're going to steer that one.
Yeah. Okay, I got a list of boosts as I discovered that many of my boosts, the most of my boosts are like mental, but that is important to health as well. Absolutely. I just start with my boosts.
Go ahead.
I went on, I had two marvelous days last week. I went to this wedding we spoke about last episode.
How was that yellow dress?
I didn't wear it because I didn't have the correct underwear.
And that is not a boost, my friends. That is not a boost.
No. That is a perfect example of anti-boost.
Yes.
So I have to get proper, correct underwear that is not shining through the fabric of that yellow dress. But I had another one with that I call like my British rose dress. Yes, black with beautiful roses. And that is so perfect since this was my mother-in-law getting married to her British gentleman. And it was so wonderful. And they had a marvelous blessing, very cute, where they actually played that all you need is love in church.
Oh, really?
Oh, I get goosebumps.
Oh, my God, that's so perfect.
All you need is love. Yes, this was, and we had... We had one of Sweden's most famous saxophone player.
Oh, really?
And he got like feeling. So he went down. I don't know. You know where the organ is? It's like on a shelf in every church or most of the time. He started playing upstairs and he got such feeling that he went down and he pulled off a saxophone solo that almost made the roof fall off
of the church. Fantastic.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, since Love Actually,
boost.
Yes, where they play this song is my absolute favorite movie of all. This was wonderful. And then we had a boat trip the day after where we went to an old castle by the lake, one of the biggest lakes in Sweden, and we had a tour in the castle, and we had a magnificent guide, and yeah, that is so awesome. And my second boost has also to do with weddings, because Sunday it was the 18th wedding anniversary for me and my husband.
Oh yeah, it's true. Congratulations.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been 18 years. I still feel like I'm 33 or something. I can't. 35 I was when
Don't we all
married. Yes, actually, and I think when am I going to be a grown-up, you know? It doesn't
this I don't think you have to ever become one.
No, I don't think so, because 53 doesn't fit me.
And it also depends on what you define as a grown-up.
Yes. I can take care of myself, but
that's pretty
it's
good.
Sort
I mean,
of
hey.
That. Yeah. But and you know what the funny thing is? The same wedding day as me and my husband, also Craig and Maria Emmerich has the same wedding day.
Yeah, I saw that.
And exactly the same year.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Super cool. Just a small thing.
And but if you want to meet Craig and Maria and Bitte and possibly even her husband,
yes,
then you should definitely join us in Mallorca in November for the Low Carb Universe 2019. Welcome. Yeah.
Yes, you should do that. That was a nice
smooth
connection.
Huh?
Smooth. Yeah. But then I actually got a true health boost, a more physical health boost. Every time that I come home to Sweden from Mallorca, I get some kind of eczema on my two of my left-hand fingers. It's so super strange. You know, the skin gets so dry. And I've been so desperate that I've been trying actually this cortisone.
Oh, really? Wow.
Thing, and I don't like that. And then I went to a health store and I asked them, do you have anything? Because I've tried coconut oil and I've tried, you know, you name it.
Everything,
I've tried it.
Yeah.
So she said, oh, you should try this marigold ointment.
Okay.
So I, yeah, what the heck? And I bought it, and I after having it on the eczema like twice, it's much, much better. It's almost gone.
That's great.
So yeah, I'm doing it regularly now, and I'm very, very thorough. Every time I wash my hands, I make sure that I have some. But it's really helping.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Great. Yes.
Have you checked your house for mold?
No, I got problems enough, you know.
I know, but no, it could be one of those telltale symptoms.
Yeah, I know, but do you think it could come that quick?
Because it's like still left in your system, I think, and then it gets triggered again. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a guess. Yeah. Clearly, it's a guess. Yeah, I have no
but
idea.
I'm going away. Way in a
soon enough. It's fine.
Soon enough. So I'm leaving this place. So that was that. That was what I got in Boostway this week.
A lot of love and a lot of weddings.
Yes, I love weddings.
Yeah, me too. Because they're really fantastic.
Yes, and we love dressing up.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
We do. When is the next time we get to dress up, Bitte?
I'm trying to convince my husband's a bit younger cousins that they have to get married.
Oh, that's a good
summer.
Idea.
Yeah.
Well
so,
done. Put the pressure on someone else. That's great.
Yes. And my own daughter.
Oh,
I'm trying
of
to convince her boyfriend to propose to her.
But, how's that going?
Okay. Yeah, sort of. They think they should decide for themselves. I don't understand why.
You're the perfect mother-in-law. Great.
Yeah.
What is your favorite wedding that you've ever been to?
My own.
Great answer.
Yes, and
if
then,
it isn't your own.
Yeah. All weddings I've been to, it fills my heart. I get tears in my eyes, even if I don't know the couple getting married. Because sometimes, you know, you get invited because you are your husband's wife and you never met the people getting married. And I still cry at church.
But you're still the most emotional guest there.
Yes, I think I am. Yeah, but I had one wonderful wedding I went to like 12, 15 years ago. It was a Swedish guy getting married to a Swedish girl, but she was from a Jewish family.
Mm-hmm.
And since she was getting married to a Christian guy, no synagogue in Sweden
would
have them. So they had to import a rabbi from London.
And as this, they do.
And they had this their wedding party. At a very famous restaurant in Sweden, the Café Opera, with magnificent view over the Stockholm, the water and everything. And that was some experience, you know, because that is so different from what I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And putting their feet on that break the glass
shebang.
Yes, and that rabbi, he looked like a super famous comedian, and I couldn't, I still haven't gotten the figure out who, but he was so super funny. And the party was awesome because we were sitting and having the entree. And suddenly I heard some music like that, you know.
Yeah.
And suddenly everybody just stood up and started to dance and whoa. And then suddenly the music stopped and we sat down.
It was like that children's game, the chairs.
yes.
Musical chairs is what it's called.
Yes, so that was really and I don't care what religion or whatever. Just as long people love each other, I'm super happy.
That's very true. Well, yeah. Put.
That's the message for me. This love each other, be kind, be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my favorite wedding that I've been to, apart from my own.
Yeah.
But then it's not really for you, the party. It's for the people who are there. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, it stands between a black tie wedding in Chicago.
Okay.
Which was seriously no expenses spared. It was fantastic. Everything Yay. From the food to everything. Anyway, yeah. Or this Indian wedding I went to in London, which was an amazing experience. I mean, yeah. They're both British, and you know, she who is of Indian descent, she's born and raised in England and everything. But it was just such a wonderful experience, and all the colors, and all the dancing, and all the people. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, my health boost was not about weddings today, although maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Anyway, ooh, this sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to do this. Anyway, mine is about finding your cheerleaders around you. So this works definitely if you are healthy and happy as a clam, but also if you're going through something more challenging or maybe live with a chronic disease like diabetes type 1 or some stuff like that. Yeah. Anyway, what I mean is that at the very least, you know, surround yourself with the people in your family, in your friend circle, your spouse, partner, cat, lizard, kids. Yeah. Dog, you know, all of these things that really, really, truly support you, that root for you, your colleagues, maybe, you know, all of these people around you that you have on a daily basis, that they really just root for you and want the best that is for you, the best for you. And this is, of course, then expanded, depending on what you need, this is expanded to maybe a personal trainer, if that's what you want and need in your life. Maybe a life coach. Maybe someone to talk to. Maybe someone that can help you with a specific problem. Or maybe someone who can make you question life in a different way. Yeah. So this is really, really important. Cheerleading team in the personal sphere is super, super important and can really boost you upwards so much. Then, if you are handling sickness, illness, or anything else that requires medical care at this point of time, or any point of time, actually, this is then extended, apart from all of these that I mentioned before, this is then extended to your doctor, perhaps your endocrinologist if you need one of those, maybe your eye doctor if you need one of those, maybe your podologist or podiatrist if you need one of those. This is very diabetes-centric because, you know, hey, that's what I do. And, you know, so that you really surround, just because someone is supposed to be good at their job, but you maybe don't get along with them so well, Swap. It's not worth your time, energy, or anything else to work with someone who, or be near someone who is not good for you and for your health mission, I don't think. So even if they are a professor, blah, 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 from the University of blah, blah, and XYZ, it doesn't matter. If they are being rude to you or being something very mean and mean machine to you, then you know what? Kick them off your team. Find someone who you can work better with, who actually can help you achieve these things. And this then also goes on, depending on what your current health status is, this then expands to other people around you. So you build this network of cheerleaders. And when it comes to a medical situation, I call it your dream medical team. And otherwise, it's just happy, or not just, it's amazing, happy, cheerful, thankful, loving cheerleaders. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's really important.
Good advice. It's super important, especially in the cases you mentioned, but also in daily life. Yeah. Because you have friends, but they all, in the perfect world, you have a friend for each boost you need.
Exactly. Because,
yes, you can call if you are mad, you can call one friend of yours, and that person will, sometimes you need someone that just say, yeah, you're so right, yeah.
Exactly.
and then maybe you go over to another phase, and you need someone that maybe make you question why Absolutely. You're angry, and you analyze, and yeah, so if you have that team around you in your daily Exactly. life as well, that's the dream team. In that case, and I think that you shouldn't be, as you mentioned, get rid of those sucking energy and not contributing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that, I know that's like common knowledge to not surround yourself with energy thieves and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You'll read it everywhere. But I think it's good to have a reminder, because sometimes they sneak their way in anyway.
Yes.
And you're like, wait, what happened? Yes. I was so protective. But then, you know, someone sneaks in anyway, or someone's situation changed and they don't have time for you, or, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be that they just turned evil. It can also be that they just, you know, in their current situation, they don't have the same capacity for you anymore.
You or know, right now. Yeah. And now it's a long shot again, but maybe not so long, because when it comes to creating the dream team, when it comes to your health, the way you eat and everything, I know the perfect place to find a new members to that dream team.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Yes. No, but seriously, coming to our events, it means that you have new friends when you leave.
Yeah, and instantly.
Yes, because you're at the same... you have the same philosophy when
you're in the same boat.
Yeah, the lifestyle.
Literally.
Yes.
Right by the ocean.
Yes. And you can skip that cold chatting, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, that is, I say this time, and I've said this many times in this podcast and everywhere, but that is my favorite moment of any of our events.
Yes.
Is the first dinner.
Yes.
And we walk into that, I get goosebumps. And we walk into that restaurant and you just hear the chatter.
Yeah,
just hear the almost obsessive chatter about you know, oh, this worked for me, and oh, but if you do like this, you know, people are so eager to help out and to find solutions that work, that, you know, it's just, and really you leave there with friends for life in some cases.
Yes, because Absolutely. It continues afterwards, and that we see proof of that every day. So and we've got a lot of new friends.
Absolutely.
I love our guests. I always say so. The speakers are nice as well.
They're okay. I mean,
So what should they do, people, to find this out for themselves, do you think, Hannah?
You know what? We just sent out a really, really good newsletter.
Yeah.
And that was in the base or on the basis of Ready, Steady, Go. Yeah. And in there, we mentioned that you should go and check out what happened at our past events so that you know what you can expect. So if you're a little bit wary, I think you should go to our website, thelowcarbuniverse.com, and in the menu, you see past events, and then you click on one of those events, and then you can see what we got up to, what we discussed, who was there, what we ate, what we danced. Ooh.
Yeah, and you can also find a small video in our YouTube channel. That tells you what you as a guest will get out of attending one of our events.
What you can expect, and also you can find on our YouTube channel, which is of course the Low Carb Universe. You can also find testimonial videos from our previous guests, so that you don't have to take it from us blabbering about how great our own events are, but you can actually take it from the people who were there, who have no affiliation to us, apart from being at our event.
Yeah.
And you can hear what they think, because I think that's so important when you want to try something new, but don't really, maybe not dare to straight away.
No. So go.
And if this just convinced you, I mean, hey, that there's a chance of that too. I think you should just go to www.thelowcarbuniverse.com and click on the LCU19 picture.
Yeah.
And then go book your ticket.
Yes. Okay. So that summarizes this episode well.
I think so.
Come to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
China. We will help. We will boost you up.
Oh, extremely boosted you will be, as he would say, the little green man. Okay, so I think that's all for this week.
Yes, we'll... have a great week, Yoda.
Yeah, okay, that's the name of the guy, yes. Okay, bye-bye, Hannah.
Bye.